The communication shift that makes you sound like a leader. Leadership isn't just about having a title or making decisions, it's fundamentally about how you communicate. The difference between someone who simply holds a position of authority and someone who truly sounds like a leader lies in a critical communication shift that transforms how others perceive and respond to you. This shift isn't about speaking louder or more frequently, it's about communicating with intention, clarity, and authentic authority that naturally draws people to follow your vision. In today's fast-paced business environment, the ability to communicate like a leader has become more crucial than ever. Whether you're leading a team, presenting to stakeholders, or navigating challenging conversations, how you communicate directly impacts your effectiveness and your ability to inspire others. The communication shift that separates true leaders from the rest involves moving from reactive, scattered communication to intentional, purpose-driven dialogue that creates connection and drives results. From reactive to proactive communication. One of the most significant shifts that makes someone sound like a leader is moving from reactive to proactive communication. Most people communicate reactively. They respond to situations as they arise, often without much thought or strategic consideration. Leaders, however, communicate proactively. They anticipate conversations, prepare their messages, and think strategically about the impact of their words before speaking. This proactive approach means leaders don't just react to problems, they communicate vision, set expectations, and guide conversations toward productive outcomes. Understanding how to shift your communication style from reactive to proactive requires developing awareness of your communication patterns and intentionally choosing your words and timing for maximum impact. Proactive communicators also understand the power of timing. They know when to speak up, when to remain silent, and how to choose the right moment for difficult conversations. This strategic approach to communication timing demonstrates emotional intelligence and shows that you understand the nuances of human interaction, a hallmark of effective leadership. The power of clarity over complexity. Another crucial communication shift involves prioritizing clarity over complexity. Many professionals mistakenly believe that using complex language, industry jargon, or elaborate explanations makes them sound more knowledgeable or authoritative. However, true leaders understand that clarity is the ultimate sophistication, and the ability to simplify complex concepts is a mark of true expertise. Leaders who sound authentic and commanding communicate with remarkable clarity. They break down complex ideas into understandable components, use concrete examples, and ensure their message is accessible to their entire audience. This doesn't mean dumbing down information, it means presenting it in a way that maximizes understanding and engagement. Clarity also extends to being direct about expectations, feedback, and outcomes. Leaders don't dance around difficult topics or hide behind diplomatic language when directness is needed. They've learned how to express themselves clearly without apologizing for their position or diluting their message with unnecessary qualifiers. Shifting from uncertainty to conviction. The way leaders handle uncertainty in their communication sets them apart from others. While everyone experiences uncertainty, leaders have learned to communicate with conviction even when they don't have all the answers. This doesn't mean being dishonest or overconfident, it means being honest about what you know while maintaining confidence in your ability to navigate challenges and find solutions. This shift involves eliminating tentative language and weak qualifiers from your communication. Instead of saying, "I think maybe we should consider possibly trying this approach," leaders say, "Based on the information we have, this approach offers the best path forward." The difference is striking and immediately communicates authority and decisiveness. Developing the confidence to communicate with conviction requires practice and self-awareness. It means being comfortable with taking a position, making decisions with incomplete information, and standing behind your choices while remaining open to new information and feedback. The art of strategic listening. Perhaps the most counterintuitive communication shift involves learning when not to speak. Leaders understand that strategic listening is just as powerful as strategic speaking. They've learned to ask better questions, create space for others to contribute, and demonstrate genuine interest in diverse perspectives. This shift from talking to listening doesn't mean being passive in conversations. Instead, it involves actively guiding conversations through thoughtful questions, summarizing key points to ensure understanding, and creating psychological safety for others to share their ideas. Great communicators understand that every conversation is an opportunity to learn, build relationships, and strengthen their leadership influence. Strategic listening also involves reading between the lines, understanding not just what people say, but what they mean, what they're afraid to say, and what they need to hear. This level of communication sophistication allows leaders to address underlying concerns and build genuine connection with their teams. Building unshakable communication confidence. Confidence is perhaps the most noticeable difference between how leaders and non-leaders communicate. However, this confidence isn't about arrogance or perfectionism, it's about building unshakable confidence through authentic communication that aligns with your values and expertise. This confidence manifests in several ways: speaking without excessive filler words, maintaining appropriate eye contact, using purposeful gestures, and projecting your voice with appropriate volume and tone. Confident leaders also pause before responding to questions, showing that they're thinking carefully rather than rushing to fill silence. True communication confidence also means being comfortable with admitting when you don't know something. Paradoxically, the willingness to say "I don't know, but I'll find out" often increases rather than decreases perceived competence, because it demonstrates honesty and commitment to accuracy. Emotional intelligence in leadership communication. The communication shift that makes someone sound like a leader heavily involves emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions in yourself and others. Leaders who communicate with emotional intelligence can navigate difficult conversations, de-escalate conflicts, and inspire others even in challenging circumstances. This involves understanding the emotional undertones of conversations and responding appropriately. Sometimes this means offering empathy and support, other times it means providing clear direction and boundaries. Emotionally intelligent communicators can read the room and adjust their approach accordingly, whether they're delivering constructive feedback, rallying a team during a crisis, or celebrating successes. Developing emotional intelligence in communication requires ongoing self-reflection and practice. It means paying attention to how your communication affects others and being willing to adjust your approach when needed. Creating connection through authentic presence. Leaders who truly sound like leaders understand that communication is about creating connection, not just transmitting information. This requires developing authentic presence, the ability to be fully engaged in conversations and make others feel heard and valued. Authentic presence involves eliminating distractions during conversations, asking follow-up questions that show genuine interest, and remembering details from previous conversations. It means being present mentally and emotionally, not just physically. When leaders communicate with authentic presence, people feel valued and are more likely to be engaged and committed. This also extends to understanding the broader context of communication as a leadership tool that shapes culture, builds trust, and drives organizational success. Leaders recognize that every interaction is an opportunity to reinforce values, build relationships, and move their vision forward. The language of leadership. Leaders use specific language patterns that distinguish their communication from others. They speak in terms of "we" rather than "I" when discussing team accomplishments, take responsibility using "I" when addressing problems, and use future-focused language that paints a picture of possibility and progress. The language of leadership also involves being specific rather than vague, using action-oriented words, and framing challenges as opportunities. Instead of saying "this is a problem," leaders say "this is an opportunity to improve our process." This linguistic shift changes the entire energy and focus of conversations. Leaders also understand the power of storytelling in communication. They use stories to illustrate points, share lessons learned, and inspire action. Stories make abstract concepts concrete and help people understand not just what to do, but why it matters. Consistency across all communication channels. The communication shift that makes someone sound like a leader involves maintaining consistency across all forms of communication, whether speaking one-on-one, presenting to groups, writing emails, or communicating in virtual environments. This consistency builds trust and reinforces your leadership brand. Consistency means your values, tone, and key messages remain aligned whether you are in a formal presentation or a casual hallway conversation. People can predict how you'll communicate in different situations, which creates a sense of stability and reliability that's essential for effective leadership. Understanding the comprehensive nature of leadership communication helps develop this consistency. It's not just about big moments or formal presentations, it's about how you show up in every interaction throughout your day. Practical steps to make the communication shift. Making the communication shift that helps you sound like a leader requires intentional practice and self-awareness. Start by recording yourself during practice presentations or phone calls to identify patterns in your communication. Pay attention to filler words, vocal variety, and the clarity of your messages. Practice pausing before responding to questions or comments. This simple technique immediately makes you appear more thoughtful and deliberate. Work on eliminating apologetic language when it's not needed. Stop saying sorry for having opinions or taking up space in conversations. Develop your ability to summarize and synthesize information quickly. Practice distilling complex ideas into clear, actionable points. This skill is invaluable in meetings, presentations, and everyday conversations where clarity and efficiency are valued. Finally, seek feedback from trusted colleagues or mentors about your communication style. Sometimes external perspective can reveal blind spots and help you understand how others perceive your communication. Conclusion. The communication shift that makes you sound like a leader isn't about adopting a fake persona or trying to imitate someone else's style. It's about developing authentic, intentional communication skills that reflect your values while maximizing your ability to connect, influence, and inspire others. This shift involves moving from reactive to proactive communication, prioritizing clarity over complexity, speaking with conviction while remaining open to feedback, and using emotional intelligence to navigate difficult conversations. It requires developing authentic presence, understanding the power of language, and maintaining consistency across all your interactions. Remember that becoming a more effective communicator is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Every conversation is an opportunity to practice these skills and refine your approach. With intentional effort and consistent practice, you can make the communication shift that not only makes you sound like a leader but helps you become one.